This is Ozarks at Large. As the rollout of the COVID-19 vaccine continues across the state, some nurses are coming out of retirement to help with the distribution. Ozarks at Large's Antoinette Grajeda tells us more.
After a 35-year career as a nurse, Susan Gately retired in 2018. However, it turned out to be a brief break. After watching the worldwide effects of the pandemic in 2020, she decided to get back to work.
I really felt kind of helpless and useless. And so when they started rolling out the vaccines, I thought, well, now that's something I can still do. And I decided that I would approach the local pharmacist here in Clarksville and ask him if he needed help with getting the vaccines out. And he said, yes. So that's what got me out of retirement. I'm back giving shots and I'm loving it.
After a few phone calls, Gately became part of a group comprised of one doctor and 10 nurses, three of whom were fully retired, and all of them committed to helping their community. They've been helping distribute COVID-19 vaccinations for about a month now.
Some of these nurses are already working full-time jobs, and they're still volunteering free time, if they have any free time. And several of us are completely retired, and we have a little more time that we can give to it.
Gately says she's not surprised by how many nurses are willing to come out of retirement to provide assistance during the pandemic.
Nurses are always the first to raise their hand and say, I'll do it. Yeah, it doesn't surprise me at all.
Sue Tedford, the director of the State Board of Nursing, says you must have an active license to practice nursing in the state of Arkansas, but Arkansas does not have a practice requirement for licensure.
So I can retire in the sense of I've retired from my job, but I can keep an active license. And some of our nurses die at 90, 100 years old and still have an active license and hadn't worked in years. So, you know, retirement means different things to somebody versus what it means to us.
If someone chooses not to renew their license, they can let it go inactive, they can let it expire, or they can put it on retired status. Tedford says they don't know who's in practice versus who's not in practice, so it's difficult to say exactly how many nurses who were actually retired have come back to help. Since the beginning of the pandemic, the board has adopted procedures to help more people become nurses. For example, in March 2020, they created an expedited licensure process for new graduates. The board required a few basic documents before issuing a temporary permit so new grads could get to work while officials waited for them to take their exam and obtain an official transcript.
If they were a renewal, they could either do the regular renewal, pay the fees just like everybody else. And those people we've probably never talked to. So we have no idea how many of those people that came out of retirement and just chose to pay the fees. Then we also had another option of an expedited renewal. They have a form they fill out. They don't have to submit any fees. They just send us the form and we give them a temporary 3-month license. No charge, no requirements, as long as they had a license in good standing when they left. No past disciplinary action. They got it for 3 months at no cost.
About 1,500 expedited licenses have been approved since the pandemic began. In recent weeks, Tedford has been fielding inquiries about nurses specifically wanting to help with vaccinations. But over the last year, she's heard from nurses wanting to assist sick patients as well.
I would say we probably talk to maybe 10 people a day between emails, phone calls, and walk-ins. And I've talked to one yesterday. She was 88 years old and is coming back just to do the vaccines. So it's amazing what the nurses are doing and coming back to work. They want to get out there and help.
When nurse Susan Gately came out of retirement, she reached out to her friend Lori Fisher, a family practice physician who said she was going to retire 2 years ago, but has continued to work a day or two each week. Fisher says after hearing about the toll the pandemic was taking on nurses and doctors and hospitals last year, she felt guilty.
But it had also been several years since I had worked in ICU or taken care of ventilator patients, and I really just didn't feel like I was up to date or competent to do that. I was seeing some COVID patients and some patients in the community clinic where I work. But now that the vaccines are here, I do, you know, I just feel like this is a way that I can help. And Susan and I both just feel like the more people that get the vaccines, the better, and we're never going to get through this pandemic unless lots of people are vaccinated.
The two friends had previously worked together for about 20 years, and when they started on this new project, they found that helping people with vaccinations was not going to be a simple task.
We've been, you know, working together to try to just arrange schedules. That's been Susan's job, and I've been trying to coordinate with pharmacies and trying to figure out how to get more vaccines, but it's very frustrating and chaotic. There's no coordination in this county or probably any county of how the vaccines are going to be coming. Sometimes the pharmacist says that there's a FedEx truck that shows up that morning, and that's the first that he knows that they're even getting any vaccines.
Fisher says another issue is there hasn't been any guidance about how pharmacies should manage patient appointments.
So one of the pharmacies took, I think it was at least 1,200. They had at least 1,200 people on their list that wanted the vaccine and that were eligible. These were people that were eligible because they were healthcare workers or over 70 or worked in schools. And it just got to be unmanageable. All they were doing all day was answering calls, and people were saying, where am I on the list? And so then they just got rid of that list, and they switched to an online system.
The downside to that is it can be tricky for folks who aren't comfortable with technology. For example, she says, Arkansans 70 and older who are currently eligible to be vaccinated.
You have to go online, sign up, you know, print something, come in. It's very, you have to be pretty tech savvy. And of course, a lot of patients can get their grandkids to do it. But, you know, that's an issue, is how to let people know and how to let them know when their appointment is. And, you know, at the pharmacies we've been working at, sometimes patients come in for their vaccine and they really don't qualify. Maybe they're not old enough or they don't have the right job. And so I get pretty upset, which I can understand. It's just a confusing system.
Despite the challenges, Gately and Fisher have both received the vaccine and have helped vaccinate the staff of the University of the Ozarks, as well as the Clarksville and Lamar school districts. Those institutions are scheduled to receive their second doses of the vaccine next week. If and when more vaccines become available, nurses will be ready to administer them.
We have more volunteers than we need. I mean, we could give more shots if we had the vaccine.
That is absolutely right. We have nurses just waiting, just chomping at the bit to give shots, but we haven't had the vaccine. FedEx truck showed up at the pharmacy this morning. We got 100 doses. That's going to last us a couple of days, and then we're going to be out again.
Additional information for nurses interested in helping during the pandemic is available at the Arkansas State Board of Nursing's website. We'll also share that link on our website, ozarksatlarge.com. For Ozarks at Large, I'm Antoinette Grajeda.